The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Well, if you're listening to my show on Monday, I talked to a young woman. She was training for the New York Marathon, Maria Ball. And on Friday morning, 6:30, she was going for a 16-mile training run. She was in the Green Lake Ravenna neighborhood when a homeless man jumped out, grabbed her breast, grabbed her crotch, and her screams helped fight off this person. He's still at large, and the police suspect that this was the second sexually motivated assault that this guy has committed in just the last week or so. So Maria came on my show because she said, I wish I'd known about the assault a week ago in that neighborhood because I would have altered my route. And she wanted to get the word out. And of course, somebody else who has spoken out a lot on this issue is Kelly Herron, who was brutally assaulted in an attempted rape at Golden Gardens while training for a marathon. And Kelly Herron joins us here on Cairo Radio. Kelly, it's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, Dory. It's a pleasure.
You must have some very strong emotions when, you know, a year after your attack, you hear stories about what's continuing to happen to these young women who are out doing the healthiest of activities in our region.
Absolutely. It absolutely crushes me. And I totally respect Maria for wanting to get the word out. And, you know, that was my mission too. And it's like, okay, so people are hearing it. People are taking some self-defense classes, but that's not the solution. At best, it's a Band-Aid. And if people are hearing it and taking action, they're not the ones who are running the city, and that's who should be listening.
Yeah.
They didn't listen when it happened to me. They didn't listen when it happened to my friend at Carter Subaru. They didn't listen when my first responder, Brett Cameron, was assaulted with his daughter at Green Lake. Like, then are they going to listen now? And even on Twitter yesterday, someone said, why are people running there? Well, if we can't run at Green Lake and we can't run at Golden Gardens and we can't run at Kirkheek Park,
right,
and we are pretty close to not being able to run on Burt Gilman, I'm sure it's any day now, where are we supposed to run?
Yeah, no, it's, look, you say, when are our politicians going to start listening? They never will. This current group never will, because we have a current group of politicians that are deaf, dumb, and blind. And until we just start cleaning house from the incompetence that we have running the city right now, things are not going to change.
It's so disappointing. Actually, Dory, I just moved out of Seattle because I was just so frustrated. Seeing it every day, running by it every day, I just couldn't. It was becoming a mental health issue for me. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to leave Seattle or the last. Yeah. For this very reason.
Well, the reason I wanted to reach out to you today, Kelly, was because as I was talking to Maria on Monday, she said something to me that I wanted to make sure you heard. And here's what she said.
When this was happening, all I could think was, oh, my God, does he have a weapon? Does he have a knife? Does he have a gun? Is this it? Am I going to die? And I seriously, all I could think about was Kelly and her story and how she fought back. And I screamed even louder because I was not going to let that guy take me down.
And Kelly, when I heard that, because when you first came on my show, right after you were attacked and you were so banged up still, that was the reason you spoke out. And I hope you feel proud of the fact that your words back then continue to have a positive impact, and people hearing your story and hearing "not today, mother bleeper," and just the ferocity with which you fought, it locked into the minds of a lot of women. And I thought that was proof of the positive impact you speaking out has had.
Yeah, and it means a lot, and it does make me feel like what I went through was worth it. I've heard dozens of stories from women around the country and even the world who have written to me and said, you know, either they were in a situation that they thought, where they maybe normally wouldn't have done something, but they trusted their instincts and maybe crossed to the other side of the street, or when they were a little bit more aggressive with someone who they felt threatened by. And that makes me it's overwhelming and very humbling. And I'm glad that that message is getting out. And I do believe that it is helping and saving people. And, you know, unfortunately, self-defense is not a guarantee of safety.
Sure.
But it does give you the best chance of survival. If you're ever in that situation, you need to be able to call upon something other than just adrenaline and survival instinct.
Yeah.
Having those tools in your back pocket are what is going to save you. It's honestly what saved me.
Well, and the only thing I'd challenge you on a bit, and I know you probably didn't mean this literally, you said that it makes what happened to you worth it. And I would say there's no counterbalance. There's no fair counterbalance for anybody who's assaulted. But what it did is it took this nightmare situation you went through and you made something as positive as possible out of that. And that's, you know, where I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you, Dory. And it, you know, the way that my life has changed and the good that has come to me, I do feel like, I mean, it should never happen to anyone, but it became a calling in my life and gave me a higher purpose than I have ever had.
Yep.
And I'm proud of the impact it's had. I'm happy that Maria heard me. I'm happy that she was able to dig deep and, you know, let out that primal scream. I just did it on the Hood to Coast Relay running through downtown Portland at midnight. Mm. You know, it's in all of us.
Sure.
And so I would just encourage people to educate themselves, practice, role play, take a course. Even if you never need it, you're going to feel more confident, walk a little with your head a little higher, be more aware of your situation. And if you ever need it, it's going to give you the best chance to survive.
Absolutely. Well, it's a shame that so many people, especially our women and girls, that they encounter this so frequently here in Seattle, but the message is you scream at the top of your lungs, you fight with every fiber of your being, you gouge their eyes, you knee them in the groin, you give it everything you have and never give in to these maniacs that are running around on the streets.
Absolutely, and also try to take a mental note of anything that you can about their description at all. Because if they get away, that you're going to be the only one who can provide that information. So yep. I always try to, like, when I see a suspicious person, I try to think of, like, what movie character do they look like? Like, the guy who attacked me, does he not look like Merv from Home Alone?
Wow.
So kind of making those little mental notes to yourself,
yeah,
are really going to help law enforcement if needed.
I like it. What movie character, you've met me, you've been in studio a few times, what movie character do I look like?
Dory, you're Dory. You're just like unique, unlike any other. I don't know. I've never felt threatened or intimidated by you, honestly.
Okay. All right, good deal. Well, Kelly, I just wanted, above all, I wanted to make sure you heard what Maria said about you on this show.
I did. Yep.
Okay.
Listen to the show, and means a lot. And I hope she's doing well and taking care of herself. Anyone who's been through something traumatic like this, best piece of advice I can give is disconnect, take care of yourself, let your adrenaline normalize, and ease yourself back in to what you love.
Makes sense. All right. Well, Kelly, always great touching base with you, and we'll stay in touch. I appreciate you coming on with me today.
Thanks so much, Dory.
Kelly Herron, the victim of a brutal assault at Golden Gardens. And I don't know if you heard, we had Kelly on a month or so ago. She had been notified that her attacker, the homeless guy from, I don't remember if it was Texas or New Mexico, wherever he came up here from, because most of these attackers and street vagrants come from out of state, regardless of what the politicians try to tell us. Her attacker died in state prison, and they didn't tell her why. She didn't want to know why, but she knows that nobody will ever be attacked by this guy again. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.